Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, coming at you from ForkFest 5 2021 here at Rogers Campground. It's a beautiful day surrounded by Liberty lovers. If you haven't been up here, you got to get out here. We're here until July the 4th, and there's so much to see and do, so many people to talk to learn new things, such as right now we're being joined by Sky Simmons of Ecological Systems.
It's Sky Sims.
Sky Sims. Okay, yep. Sorry. I misheard. And you... Mark keeps calling you the solar panel guy, and solar panels are something that interests me tremendously based on where my house is in New Hampshire. I mean, obviously, it's New Hampshire, so it's not perfect, but it basically sits in direct sunlight every hour of the day, that there's no shade coverage whatsoever, and it would just help my electricity bill tremendously, I would imagine, to just cover the whole top of the house in solar panels.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, first off, what's your website? How can people find you?
Well, the website is ecologicalsystems.biz or ecologicalsystems.org.
Okay.
Whichever
okay.
is easier for people.
And
biz, I know there's B-I-Z, right?
Correct, yeah.
So if we're talking about, for instance, New Hampshire, one of your biggest costs would be heating. Is there a way to, like, and I know that the solar water heaters are significantly more efficient than the photovoltaic panels. Am I onto something here? Help me out.
Well, the photovoltaic panels have definitely gotten more efficient over the years.
Yep.
At the advent of this technology, I mean, the current iteration that we're using is a silicate-based panel that was originally invented at Bell Labs in New Jersey. That was back in, like, 1954 that they came up with this iteration. And since then, they've just been making, you know, slightly more efficient iterations of it over the decades, to the point where now the average efficiency of the cells that we're putting on people's roofs is probably around, let's say, pretty close to 20% efficient. Compared to 2 decades ago, the panels that I was putting up were typically hovering around 12% efficiency.
Okay.
So more efficiency means a greater reduction in electricity costs, presumably, because the panels are capable of taking on more of the electrical burden?
So that's a common misconception, that efficiency is really an important factor. The nice thing about efficiency is that it means less space required for energy production.
Right. Fewer
so the
panels.
More... Yeah, the more efficient the panel is, the less actual roof space that you need, which means that you can get all of your energy needs satisfied in a smaller footprint. So in the past, like 2 decades ago, it was harder for me to get up a system big enough to eliminate someone's electric bill because of the space requirement.
Eliminate an electric bill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would say 99% of the projects that I do, I eliminate people's bills almost entirely. There's usually a fee to be connected to the utility company or to the public utility grid, and that fee is typically a few dollars. Because of the net metering rules. But as far as their actual energy bills for raw electricity, I'm usually able to get rid of them completely.
Now, most states, and obviously you're not an expert on every state's laws or anything like that, allow you to either help to mitigate your electric bills by selling power back to the grid, and thus, I presume, crediting your account in some way. And other states will, in fact, mandate that they pay you. So can you describe some of the ways that works?
Sure. So net metering is a federal standard, and what that means is the public utility grid is required to let people tie into it and backfeed with their excess solar energy. So solar systems, one of the challenges with them is that they produce most of their energy or all of their energy when the sun is out, when you can see the sun. And what that means is when I size a system to eliminate someone's electric bill, it's going to be producing that energy during the day, so when they need it at night, you know, they've got to get it from somewhere, either with batteries or what is typically done is they'll backfeed to the public utility grid. The public utility grid will store that energy for them or sell it to their neighbor and then credit them for the future use of that energy.
So it's like using the power company as your battery.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
which presumably is probably more reliable than having your own batteries in the house.
But it's not as, you don't get your energy at the same sort of cost. So or they don't get their energy at the same sort of cost. So if, for instance, you can store energy that's worth 15 15 cents per kilowatt hour in your batteries, and then deliver it at say 85% of that energy. You know, because it has to be stored. There's always loss,
right.
And so 85% of the energy that you create is stored in these batteries that is you then use. Then you're getting it at something like, you know, 13 cents or whatever the situation is. But if you sell it to the power company, maybe they only buy at 6 cents, and then you're getting it back. You're getting a credit on your account, but you know you're only going to be sort of saving. If energy and money are equal, you're only saving half as much.
Okay. You're 100% correct. The
I am
a lot of times the
super genius.
The utility companies have different rate structures, right? So a lot of them, when you do the net metering and when you give it back to them, many of them will pay you less than what they charge you for it.
Well, they got to stay in business somehow, I guess. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, in a free market, I'd be okay with that too. Except most of these, you know, are state subsidiaries to some degree or another.
Yeah, what is it? It's a private granted monopoly. It's a private company that's granted a monopoly by the state. Yeah.
Well, and in the same token, though, sometimes and some utilities will pay a premium if you deliver that energy to them when they need it the most.
Yeah.
So these solar systems are helping to stabilize the grid, right? Because they need energy at certain times. Some days, some periods, they have high demand.
When and is that, generally? I mean,
Air conditioning season tends to be kind of an erratic thing, right? Because you don't know exactly when the sun's gonna beat on you the hardest.
Yep.
They get some warning. The weather forecasters are pretty good, but you know you could get a 100-degree day 1 week and a 60-degree day the next.
Yeah.
So that they have to have energy on standby for that, and that's why some of them will set up more exotic rate incentives in order to encourage people to backfeed to them during those periods when they really need it, in order to help satisfy the demand and shore up their ability to supply the power so people don't get brownouts or blackouts.
So how do you make that decision? It would seem like if you put solar panels on your roof, you use the power that you use, and you don't pay, if you don't pay any attention, because that's sort of the difference is that there are people that pay strong attention to their energy usage, and those people kind of the electricity nerds, as it were, and then the rest of us just go on.
That's what I do.
Plug things in.
I gotta confess, but I mean, that's probably changing in the near future, considering there's a lot more technological equipment in my house now, and it's probably going to make a fair difference in the utility bill. So solar panels would be ideal for this situation. I don't think with the amount of electrical demand being put by, you know, a production studio, I don't think solar panels would probably mitigate that, but they would at least significantly reduce it.
Yeah, and if you're at work during the day and you're producing power and feeding it back to the grid because you've got a thermostat that's on a timer and you turned it up to, say, 82 rather than the normal 76 that you keep it at or whatever the situation is, then presumably you'll have some power to feed back to the grid, and that's the way to do it.
Well, and solar panels, the great thing about them is that you're providing yourself with self-sufficiency, so now you have the energy when you want it. You don't have to be as reliant on other people. When we talk about battery backup systems and adding that component to it, it's probably the most reliable form of energy backup that I'm aware of. I have battery backup systems that have been in for over 20 years now that are still working excellent to this day, as long as you maintain them properly. But there's two aspects to this investment, because that's what a solar system is. It's an investment.
Yep. Sure.
The life cycle cost of the solar, I think, is one of the cheapest forms of energy. The only thing that really I feel competes with it is hydroelectric as an energy source.
And you either have a river nearby or you don't.
Which most people don't, unfortunately. So for that reason, the solar tends to work out in most scenarios. If you want to have that reliable form of energy and you want a cheaper form than the utility company, and you know you're going to be at a place for a while. I mean, if you're looking to just be somewhere for a few months, then maybe investing in a long-term solar generator might not be the best choice for you, unless you're planning to bring it with you, in which case, great. Because if you know you're going to be using energy for years to come, decades to come, then it's a phenomenal choice. And then the other question is that battery backup that you were talking about. That really comes down to reliability of the energy that you have, right? If you want to know you're going to have energy under every circumstance, you know, short of all-out Armageddon, then having a battery backup system with your solar is going to give you that safety and that security. But that's going to be an additional investment. You're not really looking at that on a dollars and cents standpoint, comparing it against the cost of electricity. You're more looking at that as kind of ensuring that you're able to live the lifestyle that you want when you need to. A lot of our customers get battery backup for health reasons. They have some condition where they need some piece of equipment to run no matter what under all conditions.
Well, so the dollar and cents thing, I mean, that is kind of important. You sort of glazed over it there, but I think it's important because it's much easier to pay a $300 a month electricity bill than it is to just shell out $40,000 or whatever it would take you.
Oh, nothing like that. I mean, you could make a...
That was the question I was getting at, was what did this really cost? Can you...
Real quick. Let's stay with us here.
More coming up. We are at Pork Fest. Come and join us. We're here until July the 4th. It is Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
3 till 5, coming from Fort Fest 5, 2021, here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Absolutely beautiful day to be around freedom-loving people, so you should come up here and check it out. You certainly are missing out if you have never been to one. And Fort Fest, you know, is open until July the 4th. That's the official final day. So get up here to Rogers Campground. Come hang out with us. With you in the studio, the remote studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And we're being joined by Sky Sims, who is with Ecological Systems. Now, we left off, I asked a question that I knew we didn't have time to get into, but I couldn't help myself because I was curious about the subject. What is it? What would it realistically cost for someone? It seems like it's a very big project, right? To install installing the solar panels is the simplest step, I would imagine. You have to actually route all of that into the breaker box and provide electricity to the entire house. So what is the actual average cost for someone trying to do this?
Yeah, so that cost is really, it tends to be a little bit all over the board depending on what it is that someone wants to accomplish. The average person to eliminate their bill, there's a lot of regions have incentives as well that can kind of mitigate those expenses. Right now there's a federal tax credit that's 26% of the total purchase price of the system. So somebody who pays federal taxes on an annual basis and they're, you know, they're paying $10,000 a year, $5,000 a year, $2,000, whatever it is, you know, they can deduct against that with the federal tax credit if they purchase the equipment.
I think the state of Vermont also subsidizes it as well, if I remember correctly.
Many states have additional incentives beyond that 26%. So,
I'm an anarchist, so I don't want to use any of that. How much would it cost me?
Sure. So I would say the average electric bill for the average person, you're probably looking at somewhere between $5,000 and $30,000 to completely eliminate your electric bill for the average person. And I gave you a wide
range.
That
is a wide range.
Yeah, that is a very wide range.
There's a wide range because there's a lot of different ways to go about eliminating that electric bill, depending on the components that you use. For when I do a project, I'm always using top-tier components that typically come with warranties of 25 years from the manufacturers.
Okay.
But there's a lot of different ways to go about it, and there's different, like I said, some communities offer incentives as well. And then there's financing schemes that you can use in order to change that dynamic of what that five. Like I structure projects for people all the time where their monthly payments for the system are actually end up being the less or similar to what they're paying to the power company already.
Okay.
So it doesn't really impact their budget. It actually improves the money available.
Whereas
to them.
The money to the electric company never ends because you will always have a new electricity bill. But what you're essentially saying is, you know, financing where they eventually pay off the debt.
Yeah, we're giving them a way out. Right? We're giving them an end to this never-ending billing cycle that they've been on where they're constantly paying $50, $100, $1,000 a month to the utility companies.
And don't forget they're helping the neighbors.
$1,000 per month? Where in the world in the United States is that happening?
$1,000 a month for power?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
because New Hampshire's electricity is expensive. I don't think I've ever come anywhere near
that.
Well,
you're talking what you're presuming is that you consume the amount of power that everybody else consumes.
No, I consume significantly more.
Well, there's households of people who are 5 and 6 and 7 people living in one household, and they
jacuzzi, pool, tennis court, bowling alley.
Things you'd be surprised. I mean, you know, I've lived in households where the power bill is $350, and I'm, you know, I have also lived in households where it's $60. So, you know,
well, my tends to run about $350 a month right now.
That's pretty darn expensive, indeed.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of broadcast and music equipment and stuff there.
So, when you set these systems up to, you know, for people that are, say, $5,000 or whatever, is this essentially just solar panels on the roof hooked into the grid, feeding back into the grid when they're using less power and taking power in from the grid when they're using more? Is that about right?
Exactly. Yeah, that would be a straight net metered system. Battery backup could potentially be incorporated.
It's expensive.
But when you start adding batteries, it is going to add substantial expense to the process.
Especially when you get those lithium ions.
It is possible to stay within that $30,000 number that I mentioned with battery backup. But it depends on the size of your consumption, the bills, what you're actually trying to do. These days, even like home mining for crypto is becoming more popular too, and that's a major energy consumer.
A major energy consumer.
I mean, being able to mine crypto with solar power would be, that would be a no-brainer if someone could achieve that.
Yeah.
It basically costs you nothing at that point.
I've seen people do it, but you can't quite get the Yeah. It,
I mean, even if you only make like one Raven coin a day,
yeah,
it's still not costing you anything to do.
Well, you bought the panel.
We actually, one of the things we do is help set up commercial mining farms. They're solar powered. We've been doing that for over a decade now.
You should tell Elon Musk that, because he is blowing out of proportion the Bitcoin footprint.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
I like Elon Musk. I mean, he's a ruthless businessman, right? I mean, he knows how to drive on making those dollars and creating, you know, an atmosphere.
Even if it costs the average person who might own cryptocurrency tens of thousands of dollars that they don't have, he must make billions.
Sure, but he typically trails behind me by a few years in most of the things that he does. So I'm sure eventually he's going to bring the solar to play.
Are you going to beat him to Mars?
Beat him to. Well,
to be fair, I don't think Elon Musk is getting to Mars either.
I don't think anybody's getting to Mars.
I hope he stays there.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Without a spacesuit.
Well, you know, he can stay there. He can do whatever he wants as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but Mars is probably just a desert in the middle of Mojave or something like that.
So I'm curious, it could be, I'm curious about what it would be like if you say you throw a few panels, help somebody throw a few panels up on the roof. They do this straight net metering thing, and it just is intended to mitigate the bill. Because to me, that seems like one of the best ways to just sort of take the most expensive bill and the worst months off, and that can be a big help. Do you think there's a particular system that's most efficient from a dollars and cents standpoint?
Well, that's a great point. Yeah, you don't have to do. A lot of people get stuck and fixated in this idea that it's all or nothing, right? Get rid of the whole bill. Don't get rid of any of it. But you can actually piecemeal it. You can start. The systems are very modular. You know, you could start with something fairly small that gets rid of 20% of your bill or 50%, and just takes the edge off, like you're talking about, and maybe even satisfies your needs most times of the year. And then you can also add to it in the future. You know, you can build out, you can add another panel as you're ready. You don't have to simply go all in with everything and take your entire life savings and sink it into a system. And I think that's the best way to do it, actually, is just to start getting something, because it gets you on the path to self-sufficiency, which is really important. And it's also, it is, over the life cycle, a cleaner technology. So it's good in terms of building out the community. And air quality, I mean, these days is probably one of the biggest, most important things we can work on, right, is just that air quality and having the clean quality of community that we're all looking for.
Do you work just in one geographic area, or how's your business work?
So right now we're fairly well focused in New Jersey, but we have, you know, gone around the region and along the East Coast and done projects in different places. But we're mostly focused in New Jersey. We do consulting and we do travel outside of our region, though.
Do you take cryptocurrency?
Well, absolutely, yeah. For a long time now, we take crypto.
If somebody needs to find a solar company in their area, what do you look for when you look for that? I mean, what should they look for, I guess?
Well, unobstructed exposure to the sun is definitely a good thing. Like Ari was talking about before, he just has sun all day on his roof. I mean, that's good. If you have a big tree towering over the area you're thinking about putting the solar panels in, then you're going to gimp yourself. I think the panels these days are so inexpensive that there's a lot more options in terms of where you can place it than you could 30 years ago. I mean, when we were putting the systems in back then, we had to be very, very picky about the spots, but less so today.
Sky, give your website one more time.
That's ecologicalsystems.org.
Very good. Thank you, Sky.
It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Amid a rise in gun violence across the country, President Biden announced a series of measures Wednesday that the administration will take aimed at curtailing the flow of firearms to criminals. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the ATF will revoke the license of gun dealers who don't follow federal laws.
We will hold gun dealers that break the rules accountable for their actions. Most federally licensed firearms dealers operate legally in selling guns to individuals who have passed background checks. But those dealers that willfully violate the law increase the risk that guns will fall into the wrong hands.
The president also announced steps to help municipalities hire more police officers by using COVID recovery funds and pushed Congress to pass more gun control measures. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House announced Wednesday that Vice President Kamala Harris will make her first visit to the southern border, traveling to El Paso, Texas on Friday with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The trip coming after months of criticism that she was avoiding the trip after being put in charge of trying to stem the flow of illegal border crossings by President Biden. Big Bend Sector Chief Border Patrol Agent Sean McCoffin tells Fox News he's always ready to tell people the stories of the agents on the border.
The Vice President isn't going to visit Big Bend Sector, but I can tell you as a fellow chief along the southwest border and throughout the Border Patrol, we're always happy to have anybody to come down and see what's going on the border, see what the men and women are doing every day and some of the struggles that they have to go through. I think it's important for our communities and for the men and women to have their story told.
And antivirus software company founder John McAfee was found dead Wednesday of an apparent suicide in his Barcelona jail cell. McAfee reportedly died hours after his extradition to the U.S. on tax evasion charges was approved by a Spanish court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live here at Fort Fest 5 2021 at Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. There's nowhere else on earth I would rather be right now than here at Rogers Campground. And that's going to remain true until July the 4th, where, you know, the Fort Fest festival unofficially ends and I will be packing up and then on the 5th returning to Keene because, I mean, by the time I tear all this stuff down, it's going to be noon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm just not driving back down to Keene in a convertible with high noon sun shining directly down on me and the puppy. And
it'll bleach out your fire engine red hair.
It's doing that anyway. But we are doing this without an interviewee because unusually there is
I'm going to interview you is what's going to happen.
Okay. And this doesn't, okay.
Whenever you see, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, whenever journalists are interviewing journalists and, you know, the cannibalism that occurs.
Mark versus Arya, round two.
But it's, you know, usually what you're saying is there's not enough content being created and, you know, the journalists don't know what to do. But in this circumstance, that's not the case.
Right.
We got a party coming up. It's a fundraiser for the Crypto 6. You can go to thecrypto6.com, thecrypto6.com.
And that's the number 6 or the letter or the numeral 6.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
You can't mess it up. So, you know, if we're doing the fundraiser, here's what I thought is that people are listening to Free Talk Live all the time, and
right.
They don't know what happened with the Crypto 6. And, Arya, I want to find out what happened with the Crypto 6. Let's start from March the 16th. Is that the right number?
Yep.
March the 16th.
March the 16th.
I am sleeping peacefully down in Mexico on vacation with my family. Well, and there was a big crash at the studio in King, New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I don't know a great deal about that one. Of course, I wasn't at the studio when that occurred.
So what happened for you?
Well, what happened for me was it was like I had just been working, right? This was a Tuesday morning.
And you work late.
6 in the morning, and I work late, so I tend to go to bed around 4 to 5 in the morning.
Yep.
And that was what I did. Drunk, I might add, because that's how we recover from the monsters that kept us going through the day.
Right.
And suddenly there was a loud ruckus in my house, right? And I didn't know what was going on. I've got to remember, I went to sleep like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours at the most prior to this, and I was drunk when I went to sleep. I assumed it was the contractors, because I've been having construction done on my house over the last year. I assumed it was them down there just for whatever reason making ungodly amounts of noise. So I went running down my stairs wearing only a throw blanket and a pair of underwear, screaming expletives, asking what was going on. Mm-hmm. And as I reached the bottom of these stairs, there's the FBI with flashlights pointed at me, guns pointed at me, standing behind riot shields saying, "Aria, stop moving or we will open fire."
Damn.
Yeah. So that was how I woke up that day. So I turned around. They told me to put my hands up in the air. I refused to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because doing so was going to cause the throw that I was wearing, the blanket that I was wearing, to fall to the ground. And I wasn't willing to do that. I'm not a modest person, right?
Well, you're transitioning into a lady, so you need to act like one.
Well, there's very little that's ladylike about me, right?
I think you should claim ladyhood whenever you can.
Okay, well, I'll go with womanhood for whatever reason.
But all right.
I'm not a modest person, so it was weird to me as I looked back in hindsight, you know, why didn't these people had guns pointed at me?
Yeah.
They had already threatened to shoot me. What was it in that moment that I refused to give up by putting my hands in the air? And I realized in time what it was. It was that, you know, they could tackle me. They could shoot me, they could kill me, they could essentially do whatever they want, except make me give up my own dignity.
Yep.
They could rip that blanket off me if they wanted to, but they could not make me put it down. And in fact, they never did. I won that particular battle where a female officer came up and pulled my arms down in a way that it didn't fall and handcuffed me. Whereupon,
what about putting clothing on? How did that happen?
Well, that happened later.
Okay, let's
go ahead. They took us out into the room that's been largely being worked on and had just been finished like a week or two before. So not a whole lot of time to actually enjoy the space before the FBI kicked in the door there.
Yep.
They opened up all of the doors, including the back sliders and the front door. Got to remember, this is March the 16th at 6 in the morning. It's like 25 degrees outside. The wind's just blowing through. It's freezing cold. They didn't even know that Michael Hampton was renting a room for me at the time. And they asked if anyone else was here. I was like, well, yes, there's Michael Hampton upstairs. So they started calling for him. They brought him down in his underwear. He managed to spit out on the King Chat and Telegram, FBI here, before he came down. I didn't get that far because I thought it was just, you know, loud people downstairs that I needed to go deal with. But it turned out to be the FBI. So he was lucid enough to send out that message, and that brought a bunch of people out there. But they forced us to stand in this room with the doors open for a period of about half an hour while they fully and completely searched the house. And then they discovered the basement, and we had to wait another 15 minutes while they fully and completely searched the house. And I got to remember, they forced Michael Hampton to stand there in his underwear. He's 50, 55, something like that years old.
I think he's 48.
He's also a cancer patient.
Yep, got stage 4 cancer.
And they forced him to stand there in his underwear in 25 degree weather.
Yeah, that can't be good for your health.
No. So they did finally complete their search of the house, whereupon they escorted me upstairs to get dressed.
Mm-hmm.
They asked me if there was anyone I could get in touch with to open the embassy next door.
Now, before you go on, I need to know about charges here. I mean, like, when the FBI...
I didn't know anything yet.
Right, the FBI breaks into your house. Usually you would think that there's something terrible's happened. You know, there's something, some crime with a victim, something bad.
Yeah, and we're getting that. They did ask. They said, we do have a warrant if you'd like to see it. And I said, no, thank you. At this point, it's immaterial whether you have a warrant or not. You kicked in my door, pointed guns at me, and threatened to shoot me. It doesn't really matter to me at this exact moment whether you have a warrant. My point at this time is...
Yeah, what are you going to do when you're in handcuffs wearing nothing but a blanket if somebody's warrant isn't exactly legally as it should be?
Right. Well, that's something for my attorney to fight with him about later.
I have fabricated a piece of paper that says that I may come into your house and drag you out at gunpoint. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, they had the... they had the power to do that, whether or not they had the legal authority. And the legal authority...
We can shoot you and get away with it, well, is really what the paper should say.
When people are pointing guns at you, and they've already invaded your home, mm-hmm. and now they're pointing guns at you, whether or not they have a sheet of paper saying that's okay is kind of irrelevant to the whole scenario, right? Mm-hmm. These people are pointing guns at me. They've already threatened to shoot me. I don't really care if they have a sheet of paper saying that's okay, because it's not okay. Not threatening to shoot a naked person in their home is not okay. So they finally escorted me upstairs, asked me if I knew anyone who could open the embassy next door so they didn't have to break into it. Obviously, my first thought was, yeah, I can get in touch with Ian. I had no idea anything was happening over on Leverett Street. I had no idea that Ian was also being raided. So they brought me my phone, and, you know, I carefully hid it while unlocking it, mm-hmm. whereupon they immediately tried to grab it from me. So I... hit that power button, put it right back to sleep where they couldn't unlock it. And one of the FBI agents was like, oh, well, that's fine. It's just facial recognition, right? Like, that's how badly they did their research on me.
Yeah, we don't do that. We don't do that here.
No. Well, unfortunately, Bonnie didn't know that. She did have, I think, facial recognition on hers. But, yeah, there was...
She was a neophyte.
I laughed when they said that. So, yeah, okay. Good luck with that, buddy. And the officer who was holding me said, well, here's the thing. We can either... You can either unlock it, or we can compel you to unlock it. To which I responded,
no, they can't.
Well, the warrant allowed them to if it utilized facial recognition or fingerprint recognition.
Okay.
Neither of which I use. I mean, but right. They're the FBI. They're going to lie, right? They're going to say, we can take you down.
Well, they may not be lying. They may just be wrong.
Well,
I mean,
you
got
to look
no
at
idea.
How they pin it. They didn't say, we can compel you to unlock it if it's facial recognition or right. a finger unlock. They say, we can compel you to unlock it. We can take you downstairs, lock you in this room, and beat you until you unlock it. That's right. how they phrased it.
Yeah, right. Got it.
To which I said, well, you're going to have to compel me then.
No, compel away.
And there was no more said about it. I mean, they took it, but that was the last that was said about
and
it.
And it was the last you saw that phone, I presume.
I will never see that phone again.
No, I suspect
just
not.
Operating under that assumption.
Ladies and gentlemen, consider that the next time you buy a phone.
Yes.
Do you want to spend $1,000 on a phone? Because you may not get it back.
Well, you may not get it back if you're the subject of a freaking FBI raid and a target of a federal
did
indictment.
Did you think the day before that there was a possibility? Like, what did you consider on the scale of 1 to 100 the chance of getting raided by the FBI the day before?
Realistically, zero, but that was my first day off in about 3 months, that Tuesday was going to be. We had one coworker who was out with surgery, another who was out with COVID, several people who were just out with various things. So finally, I had a day off, and I got woken up at 6 o'clock on my day off by the FBI.
TheCrypto6.com. We're going to talk about it here just a little bit more on Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. I'm used to giving the telephone number. I don't even know what to do. We're coming to you live from Porcupine Freedom Festival here at
something like that,
Lancaster, New Hampshire. And we've been talking about the Crypto 6. You can find out more at thecrypto6.com. Aria, you were telling the story about how here you are standing wrapped in little more than a blanket, handcuffed. Yeah. Your phone's been taken from you, and you've been locked up by the FBI. Go on.
So finally, after all of that, after that, you know, once it was made clear that they weren't getting any voluntary information from me, they took me downstairs to the what used to be the mosque area and what still is the mosque area. Whereupon they disconnected my DVR from my security cameras. They closed the door. Then they disconnected my security cameras, and they sat down and said, is there any audio or video recording in this room?
Why is the Federal Bureau of Investigation so scared of doing audio and video interviews when every other policing agency in the United States has to, in many cases by law? I mean, what are these people hiding? They're supposed to be working for us. Why are they so afraid of audio video recording? This is presumably, ostensibly, the reason that they ripped random wires out of the back of Free Talk Live's broadcast stack, and it makes me very angry that for some reason the pinnacle of policing in the United States, the very best, the white knights of justice in the United States, they can't handle an audio recording.
Well, that's always been a myth. I mean, they're not the white knights of justice. They like to think of themselves as that way, but they're just King Thug.
But every other policing agency, somehow, cops on your average level can deal with audio and video recording, but not the FBI. That says to me that they must be a criminal organization going about criminal things. I take that with...
Well, we know for a fact they are.
We know for a fact in March of 2015 they were the largest distributor of child pornography on the planet. I generally think of child pornography distributors as some of the lowest human beings out there.
Some of the
but
most
for
evil.
Some reason, people still think that the FBI is a bunch of good people. They've gotten a lot of bad press recently, and I wonder why people even go work for this organization.
One of the things bugging me most about all of this is here's a question I get all too often. Well, what did you do? when people find out that I was raided by the FBI. What do you mean, what did I do? I got raided by the FBI. That's what I did. The fact that I got raided by the FBI is not any sort of indication of guilt. But we have this warped mentality that, oh, that person got arrested or the FBI went after that person. They must be guilty or something. What did you do to make the FBI target you?
That is
nothing. The FBI targeted me. That's what happened.
Right.
There's no presumption of innocence. I've had to spell this out to people. I'm innocent until proven guilty. You ask me what I did, I got raided. That's what I did.
It's the truth. And ultimately, when it comes to, I think one of the reasons that people believe this way is because when the FBI arrests somebody, their conviction rate is extraordinarily high.
That's because they pressure people until they get plea deals. They don't know who they're messing with here.
Yeah, well, that's true. They do pressure people until they get plea deals.
And that's the least likely outcome of this, I would suggest. I don't intend to back down. I can't speak for any of the others, but they picked me, they pissed me off, and they're going to have to fight me in court until one of us emerges the victor.
So people can support you in your case by going to thecrypto6.com. What sort of... you're not allowed to talk about the case, right?
That's correct.
You're legally disallowed from talking about the case, and I don't know what the case is and where it starts and where it stops.
Well, I'm being charged with two counts. One is conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money transmission business, and anyone versed in legal finance world will tell you that money transmission requires a third party. Well, there was never any third party. Like Western Union is a money transmitter. They take money from person A and send money to person B. And they're person B, right?
Right.
Well, that obviously isn't the case here, but that's what I was charged with. Conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money transmitting business and the operation of a money's whatever I just said. Again.
Right. Yeah. Money transmission business without a license.
It starts to get, loopy in your head.
Right. And
for these the whitest of all white collar crimes. Oh, you were running an unlicensed business. They kicked in my door, pointed guns at me, and threatened to shoot me.
Yeah. Literally threatened to shoot you. Not pointed guns at you.
They stopped moving or we will open fire.
Right.
Yes, they threatened to shoot me.
Right. And, who knows what the story would have been like had they done that. But
it would have been good for them. We murdered an unarmed tranny in her house for running an unlicensed business. Well, what do they care?
They
raided a 60-year-old grandmother, and they didn't care about the consequences of that. And there, as far as I can tell, there have been no media consequences of that.
Well, there was that story out of Florida where the guy that was supposedly somehow had substantial information about the Boston bombing, the FBI visits his house, shoots him, and then comes out and says, bad things happened during the interview, sorry.
Yeah,
I mean, like, literally. We don't know. They could have fabricated any story they wanted to. There was a small plane accident, and Piers Arya was shot three times.
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
That's about what I expected when they took me down there. They disconnected my security cameras.
This is how the snuff film starts.
And they shut the door and said, is there any audio and video recording in here? And I was like, okay, I'm about to have a really bad day.
Yeah, right.
I've seen enough movies to know what's about to happen here.
Right.
They brought in an audio
I'm not
recording.
Answering questions today, agent.
Well, it wasn't quite that simple. Yet.
I know.
But they brought on an audio recording. They said, you're under arrest, and they listed off a bunch of charges that I'm actually not being charged with. I don't know whatever that's going to be, but they told me I was being charged with, conspiracy to commit wire fraud and all this other stuff, which are not charges, definitively not charges against me.
I wish that they would.
So they lied.
So if you lie to an FBI agent, ask Martha Stewart this. If you lie to an FBI agent, or say an untruth to them, you will go to jail for about a year just for doing that. If an FBI agent lies to you, that nothing bad happens to them. They get a little promotion or whatever. I wish that they would be held to the same standards that they are the people they serve.
Yes, if the cops have to lie if they have to do something that's immoral, and I would generally consider lying to be immoral, then what good can really come of it?
The first relationship I had with any of these FBI agents on this case was a lie. They tried to lie to get me to go down to the Keene Police Department in order to pick up a subpoena.
They lied to me about the charges being held against me. But, I mean, even if all of those charges were actually being applied against me, it's still all white collar, right? But that was what I expected to happen. They proceeded to ask me what they started with, what can we get for you? To which my answer was a bottle of water and a cigarette. And
Shockingly, let me go. A key to these handcuffs.
Shockingly, they brought me both.
Well, yeah, those sort of things that they would absolutely bring you.
Yeah,
that seems reasonable.
I wouldn't ordinarily smoke in the house, but, you know, special circumstances.
Get your ass out of my house.
Well, yeah, obviously, right. But, I mean, that's not an option when you're in handcuffs and they're questioning you and they've sort of locked you in a room with them.
Indeed, there are many things that we wish we'd said in these circumstances, yeah.
Well, I don't wish I'd said that because it wouldn't have been effective. What was effective in that moment was getting a cigarette so I could actually wake up and not be, you know, completely out of it as they questioned me.
It is a stimulant.
So they asked me some really simple questions like my name, how long I'd been in New Hampshire. I told them I lived here about 2.5 years at this point. They go, okay, so you've lived in New Hampshire about 3.5 years. No. I said, I've lived in New Hampshire for about 2.5 years. That stupid little game they play where you answer one of their questions and they immediately change the answer and repeat it back to you, trying to get you trapped into saying that you lied to them. And that's what they were doing.
Amazing. Yeah.
So finally they asked me a question about wiring money or about Bitcoin. I don't remember exactly what it was they asked me. And I had finished my cigarette. I was actually on my second cigarette at that point because I'm not an idiot. I was dragging these answers out as long as possible. And I said, I need an attorney now. And that was the end of the interview. And they put the handcuffs back behind my back, whereas they were letting me sit there with them in front. And
Right. You get a little freedom when you're answering the questions. You don't get any freedom once you start testifying against yourself or refuse to testify against yourself.
Well, I was never going to testify. You want to ask me the information that's on the driver's license that you idiots confiscated and then didn't realize you confiscated and it took me 6 weeks with my attorney before you realized, oh, yeah, we did take this person's ID. Yeah, what else did you take that you didn't note? They don't even know most of the stuff they took out of my house. They wrote down that they took a Nintendo Wii. That's not correct. They took a Nintendo Wii U. And the fact that they don't even know the difference is a little bit alarming.
Well, I don't know the difference either.
But they're the FBI. If they're going to take something of mine, they should know what they're taking, or they should leave it alone.
Indeed, they should know if they're going to take something,
they should
know what it is.
What in the hell crimes could I have been committing with a Nintendo Wii U?
It's a very good question.
They took it because it was connected to my computer via a graphics card capture, and they didn't know what that was.
Okay.
It was like, oh, it's connected to a computer. It must be involved in cryptocurrency because they're idiots.
I saw war games. I mean, it's really frustrating when you're dealing with these knuckle draggers that don't know what the heck they're doing and they're just taking everything. And I think ostensibly that's the reason for the raid. You know, pointing guns at people I don't quite understand, especially some woman holding a...
Well, all of this could have been accomplished if they just showed up at a decent hour, knocked on my door, and said, hey, here's a warrant. You're under arrest, and we're going to search your property.
Yeah.
There was no need for the level of force that they displayed against me, and certainly no need for the level of force they displayed at Leverett Street, where they took drones in through the window. They blew out windows. They took a Bearcat in through the door. Are you kidding? All of this for white-collar crimes.
Indeed, it's shocking. Well, check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We're going to be coming to you tomorrow from ForkFest at forkfest.party. Just wanted to bring you up to date on The Crypto 6, thecrypto6.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.